I'd like for you to turn to the book of Philippians,
chapter 2, verse 5. I'm only going to scratch
the surface
with this sermon. But this is needful.
It's different than any other sermon I've ever preached.
But it's needful for today.
Amen. Shall we stand
in reverence to the reading
of the Word of God? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated.
Bless him, Lord.
Pray for me.
You pray for me. There is a fierce battle that is going on in our world today. It is not a battle of flesh and blood, as some may think. It is. It is an invisible war. It is a battle for the mind. It is happening in today's culture. There is a battle for the mind. Because the devil knows that what gets in your mind will get in your heart. And what gets in your heart will eventually get you. Don't think you're smarter than that, or that you know better. If you look on the news and the craziness that's going on in our world today, and you look all around us, even at school, there is a battle going on in kids and some adults' minds, because the mind is a part of the soul. That's why Satan is fighting so hard to get our mind and our attention off Jesus, because he knows once he does that, he's got you. This battle started long ago in the Garden of Eden when Satan tempted Eve by asking her a thought-provoking question. Satan first attacks the mind. Because he knows if he can get the mind, he gets you. Because the mind controls everything. All this movement that I'm doing is controlled by the mind. Everything is controlled by the mind. That's why Satan is trying to fight you so hard and to hinder you. In the Bible, in the Gospels of Mark and Luke, we read of a man who was possessed by the devil and living among the tombs. And the Bible says he was possessed by many devils. We see this man naked and yelling and crying and cutting himself day and night. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like a man who is in his right mind. But if you think about it, he probably started out pretty good. But over time, as his mind developed, the devil got him. He wasn't in his right mind because he was led to believe in the lies of the devil. These days, the devil is lying to many people, and many young people in our world today, leading them astray. He has led a woman to believe that killing her baby while it's in the womb is nothing but a choice. But any woman with a sound mind would know and never hurt their precious baby. He is led a man who was born a biological man to somehow believe that he is a woman and compete in the Olympics and abuse a woman physically. But any man would know that this is not okay, and this is not normal behavior. He has led many young people to believe that as long as you love someone, it is okay to have a sexual relationship outside of marriage, which, by the way, should only be used and expressed by a man and a woman. But any person in their right mind would know that love is patient, and love cares, and love waits.
Amen.
Don't you see? It's a battle for the mind. Satan tries to attack the mind.
Satan tricks
the mind. But there is
a solution
for this, and it is the only
solution.
And the only solution that you have, and it is Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the solution for the battle for the mind. If you read later on about the man who was possessed by the devil after he had an encounter with Jesus. He, after he had an encounter with Jesus, he was found clothed and in his right mind. No longer cutting himself. He was clothed and in his right mind. Jesus understood his battle. Just like he understands our battles. Young people, he knows everything that you're going through, even in school. Because he himself was tempted in all manner, like as we were, yet sin not. And he already fought the battle for the mind on the cross of Calvary when he died and shed his blood on the cross and gave his life as a ransom for many. And then on the third day, he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And he gives us power to overcome the enemy and power to win the battle for the mind.
The Bible says,
in Romans chapter 12 in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't be conformed, but be transformed. I'd like to preach that sometime. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't just fit in with the crowd, but be transformed. That means to be changed, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whenever I think of renewing your mind, I think of what happens when we repent of our sin and turn our mind and our hearts and our bodies completely away from sin and towards the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot fully repent and be a Christian all by yourself. But once you feel sorry for your sin, so sorry that you're willing to make a change, he's able by his power to renew and change your mind and set your affections on things that are above and not what is beneath. We need We need Jesus to renew the minds of the people of America, of the young people of America, of the people in the church.
Come on.
It is time to quit acting stupid and give our lives and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We got to do it quickly.
Or else
we will be handed over
to a reprobate mind.
To a reprobate mind.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what's happening.
And that's what's happening
in today's culture.
In today's culture.
When you have kids,
thinking
that they're pets.
That they are pets.
Dogs. And cats.
And cats. It sounds funny, but it's actually not.
Amen.
They are being handed over to a reprobate mind.
Amen. Amen.
But Christ has the power to renew and change our minds and our lives forever. Just trust in Him.
And love Him.
And love Him.
Like
He loved us.
The Bible says
in Mark chapter 12 and verse 30.
And
thou shalt love
the Lord thy God,
the Lord thy God
with all thine heart
and with all thy soul
and
with all, watch this,
thy
mind
and
with all
thy
strength.
This
is the first
commandment.
Love Him. Yield to Him.
Come on.
The Bible also says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Wherefore, gird up
the
loins
of
your mind.
Be
sober
and hope.
And hope.
For
the grace
that
is to be brought
unto
you
at
the revelation
of
Jesus Christ. Look what he says.
He
says,
be
sober.
Gird
up
the
loins
of
your mind.
That
means
protect
your mind
at
all times.
Be
careful
what
you view
and
watch,
what
you listen to
and
watch.
Be
careful
on
things
that
you think about.
Don't
dwell
on
bad things.
Expel
the
bad thoughts,
because
God knows
your thoughts.
He
knows the thoughts
and
intents
of
our
hearts,
whether
they be good
or
whether
they be
evil.
Protect
your
mind.
Put
on
the
helmet
of
salvation.
Protect
your
mind.
Gird
up
the
loins
of
your
mind.
Be sober.
Have a clear mind.
Have a
what you're doing.
Know what you're doing.
Be alert.
Be alert.
Be aware.
Be aware of what's going on
around you.
Around you.
As well.
Be sober. Be sober.
And hope.
And hope.
For the grace.
For the grace.
That is to be brought
unto you
at the revelation
of Jesus Christ.
In other words,
he's saying,
whenever you're down
and discouraged
and you have diversions
distracting you
from loving Jesus
with all your heart,
whenever
you have
depression,
think
on
about one day
Jesus
is going
to come again
in all
power
and in all glory,
and when
we see him,
he will
make known unto us,
bestow
unto us
the grace
of heaven,
giving us
a home
in heaven,
something
that we don't
deserve.
He'll give us
the glory
of heaven.
Think
about
those things.
The Bible says
in Romans 8:6,
for to be
carnally minded
is death.
Amen.
And there's a lot.
And there's a lot
of carnal-minded Christians.
Of carnal-minded Christians
nowadays.
They don't trust.
In
Jesus.
They
trust
in their own knowledge.
In their own knowledge.
In their own power.
In their own power.
And too many.
And too many.
Colleges.
Colleges.
Liberal colleges.
Liberal colleges.
Are teaching. Our children.
Our children.
To be carnal minded.
To be carnal minded.
Amen.
Amen. To be carnally minded.
To be carnally minded.
Is death.
Is death.
But to be spiritually minded.
To be spiritually minded.
Is life.
Amen.
And
peace.
Amen.
Be spiritually minded.
Be spiritually minded.
Be spiritually minded.
Be spiritually minded.
For when
we are spiritually minded. We are spiritually minded.
We will
win
the battle
for
the mind.
How do we do this?
And I saw this last night.
I saw this last night.
Studying.
Come on.
In Philippians chapter 2.
I noticed.
There are three things.
That Paul said.
About the mind.
Of Christ.
He said. Paul said that he was lowly minded.
Paul said that he was lowly minded.
That means he was humble.
That means he was humble.
Amen.
He didn't think of himself as.
He didn't think of himself as. The King of Kings.
But a servant.
But a servant.
Of all servants.
Of all servants.
Second of all,
he thought
it not robbery
to be
equal
with God.
So yes,
You do have to be humble. But we must also remember who we are in Jesus Christ. We're not. We are not some carnal-minded nobody, but we are a child of the King. Therefore, we are able to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need. We are the children of the Most High God. That means we have angels working beside us, walking beside us, and in front of us, and behind us. That means we have power and authority in the name of Jesus. We have the power to be overcomers and more than conquerors through Him who have loved us.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Glory.
But watch this.
But watch this.
He was also
obedient.
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 Unto death.
Unto death.
Even death.
Even the death.
Of the cross.
Of the cross.
Amen.
Be obedient.
Set your mind.
Set your mind.
Make up your mind.
Make up your mind.
That no matter what others.
What others
may say
or think
about you.
No matter
what your friends
say or think.
No matter what your parents.
What your parents.
For some of you.
May think.
Or say.
You've got to make up your mind.
And say.
Today,
I will
obey
what thus saith
the Lord.
No matter
the consequences. And when we are humble. And when we know who we are in Christ. And when we are obedient to His calling, we will be spiritually minded, and we will win the victory for the battle for the mind.
Amen.
The Bible says in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren,
whatsoever
things are true, whatsoever things
are honest,
whatsoever things
are just,
whatsoever things
are pure,
whatsoever things
are lovely,
whatsoever things
are
of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen.
The mind
is able to control
the five senses.
Sight.
Hearing.
Taste.
Touch.
And smell. For example.
I know.
Even though.
My grandma Barry. Is in heaven. I know.
What she looked like.
Because.
I have seen.
Her face.
I know.
What she sounded like.
Because.
I have heard her voice.
As she prayed.
With fire.
And with power.
My dad.
Always talks about.
What her apple pies tasted like. And how their aroma.
Would fill the room.
As they were baking.
In the oven.
And I know.
What she felt like.
As I held her hand.
Before she crossed.
Over Jordan.
Now if our minds.
Be in us.
Which was also.
In Christ Jesus.
We're going to see him.
High.
And lifted up.
And in.
His holiness.
We will.
Hear.
His sweet.
Loving.
Still small voice
that calls out
our name
in the midst
of the darkness.
We will
smell
his sweet fragrance
and aroma
as it feels
this sanctuary
this sweet.
And we will taste
and see
that he is good
and his mercy
endureth forever.
And we will feel
the touch
of his nail-scarred hand.
So I ask you,
have you won
the battle
for the mind?
Have you
girded up
the loins
of your mind
and protected
your mind
from all harm?
Have you
been transformed
by the renewing
of your mind?
Have you taken on
the mind
of Christ
as heads are bowed?